Well, Music for Refugees is a Sydney-based group which provides musical instruments for refugees and asylum seekers both in and out of detention. Their most recent project includes a large shipment of guitars, keyboards, flutes, drum kits, percussion instruments, and they're on their way right now to Manus Island and Nauru, to the detention centres there. The Australian government is providing transportation for from the organisation's base in Rose Bay. I spoke with Music for Refugees representative Philip Feinstein and asked him how the program started.
So, off to Manus Island, all these wonderful instruments are going. They're going to be going in separate boxes, and all the keyboards over here are going to Manus and, of course, going to Nauru.
About 10 years ago, being a musician myself and realising that music helps people with stress, I made contact with the Villawood Detention Centre, which is in Villawood or Bankstown, and I said to them, right, can I come out and have a meeting with you guys, because I'm a musician and I can teach music and I can organise music jams, et cetera, et cetera. And they said, you would love to talk to you because we don't have any music programs at all. So I went out there and they guided me into their music room. They didn't have a music program, but they had a music room. And it was interesting, in the music room itself, there was no instruments, but anyway.
Well, it was a room.
The room itself. Yeah. Yes. It was actually a double garage.
Right. Now, yep. would that have been where the Easy Beats at AC/DC started?
Look, I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
That's an amazing room then.
Yes. But there was no instruments in there at that time when I went out there. So, basically speaking, they asked me, well, what could I contribute as a volunteer? So my plan to them was to come out there for a full day and to go from section to section, spend about an hour in each section. And they said, look, that sounds like a wonderful idea. And they said, but, you know, we haven't got any instruments.
And, Philip, you networked with people and they donated pianos, guitars and all sorts of musical instruments so that you'd have something to play.
It all began where I was going out there. And every time I went out there, when the refugees became used to what I was there for, they were very excited to see me each week when I was out there.
Do they find that people were better off after hearing, after going through a music session?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. So I then...
So what were the changes they would have noticed? Just, you know...
Just be more positive. You know, just be more positive in themselves because, you know, these refugees are stuck, and they still are stuck in these terrible, terrible, boring places where there's nothing to do. So you can imagine the self-esteem is not going to be very high. So part of my focus was to help them build on self-esteem by way of music.
Philip got people to donate more instruments for detainees throughout Australia with the help of the Uniting Church as drop-off points, and then also Christmas Island as well, after Immigration and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton gave his consent.
In the case of Christmas Island, I had to mail the instruments to them. And the same thing with the detention centre called Yonga Hill, which is in the middle of the Western Australian desert. But then, of course, I then thought, hang on a second, now what about Nauru and Manus Island? So what I did was I sent a letter directly to Peter Dutton, and I wasn't expecting a positive answer at all. And just basically saying to him, you know, music helps people with stress. And would you mind if I organise a bunch of instruments going to Nauru? And within 24 hours, I got a positive reply. Fine and dandy, we will even ship the instruments there for you. So I was totally blown over by that. And other people who I told that, I mean, we were all blown over. Nobody expected Peter Dutton to come back with a positive answer. So I sent a whole bunch of instruments over there. And then about 3 or 4 weeks after that, I thought, well, hang on now, Philip, what about Manus Island? So once again, I wrote to Peter Dutton. I believe in starting at the top and then working down, not at the bottom, working up. I wrote to Peter Dutton, and again, within this time, it was longer, it was about 4 or 5 days, but he sent a reply saying, yep, all fine and dandy. You can send more instruments to Nauru and to Manus Island, and we will pay the freight. Now, all the instruments that I'm now talking about are sitting in my lounge room. We're busy putting them into boxes at the moment. And what happens is there's a company called Canstruct, and they act for the Australian government in Nauru, and there's a company called Paladin, and they do the same thing for Manus Island. So there's two big shipments. They'll probably be going off next week, but at least we will then know that when they get there, you know, there's going to be a chance now for these poor refugees to be able to improve their lives.
And do you have any plans on getting there to arrange some musical sessions and jam sessions and such like?
Geez, you ask the right question, sir. I was talking to people in charge of Manus just a few days ago, and I said to them, look, don't you think that I should be going over there to help out? And the answer was, that sounds like a good idea. We'll get back to you. So I don't know.
Yes, yeah, Philip Feinstein there. We hope that people do get back to him real soon so he can get to Nauru and witness the results of his Music for Refugees efforts.